So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Hamakabel Sadim Mechaveroi Vehi Beis Hashlachen. If a person leased someone's dry field that needs extra watering and it had a well from which the worker would benefit, or it was a field that also had fruit trees from which the worker would benefit. If the well dried up or the tree was cut down, the worker must pay the owner the full price of chachiris, and he does not subtract his loss, because as Rashi explains, since he did not specify beforehand that he's paying more because of the well or the tree, they were not included in the rental. However, if the worker did specify, rent me your field with the well, or your field with the fruit tree, if the well dried up or the tree was cut down, the worker does subtract his loss from the price of chachiris, because since he did specify beforehand, the well and tree were included in the rental. The Gemara asks, "V'amai leimalei shma ba'al ma'amilach? Why does the worker subtract this loss? The owner can claim that when you specified stay based ashlochan zu, I rented you a field that goes by this name, but I did not guarantee that the field has a well. As the Brisa says, if a person told someone, I'm selling you a field the size of a kor, 30 saw, the owner may give me a smaller field, even the size of a lesach, 15 saw, if it was called a base kor because he only sold him the field that goes by this name, not a field with this actual size. The Gemara offers two answers. Shmuel explains it depends. The Brisa's halacha applies to a case of Amar le machir le chaycher, Shma ba'alma Amar le, ve'ena menakalei mechachurei. If the owner mentioned the benefit of the well to the worker, he intends merely for the field that goes by this name, but the actual well is not included in the rental. While the Mishnah refers to a case of Amar le chaycher le machir, kepeida, u'menakalei mechachurei. If the worker mentioned the benefit of the well to the owner, he's particular about the well, and the actual well is included in the rental. Ravina says, the Mishnah refers even to a case of the Amalei Machke L'Chaycher. And even so, Menakolei Minchachuri, because Medekomar Zeh Mechlal Dekoy Begava Askinan. It is obvious that the owner was standing in the field, as he stated this field. If so, why did he also mention Beis HaShlochen? It must be he meant to say Beis HaShlochen Kedekai Mahashta. The rental was for this type of field that does have a well. Zok the Mishnah. HaMakabal Sadi Mechaberi Bohevira. If a person leased someone's field but did not work it, he left it fallow, we assess the amount the field would have produced, and he must pay the agreed upon share of this amount to the owner because the worker writes in the contract, even if I don't work the field and remains fallow, I will pay you in full. As Rashi explains, the halacha of shamanis applies only to kablanis, where the owner gets a percentage, but regarding chachiris, where the worker pays the owner a set amount, there's no need to assess, he pays the owner the agreed set amount regardless of whether he worked or not. The Gemara proceeds with several other examples of derish lashon hedyot. The chacham issued their rulings based on the wording that people are accustomed to write. Im oivir v'loy eved, ashalom b'metava. Rabbi Huda says, Adam may be carbon asher al ishtoi, v'chein kol carbon b'carbon shichayebes. The husband is obligated to bring his wife's carbonas because shekat kaisavla. Achrayis de islich alai min kanmas dona. They would write in the ksuba that the husband accepts upon himself all her previous obligations of carbonas. Anche Alexandria hoi mekachin es nishaseyem, u'bishas k'nisas n'chupa boin acher m'chayt v'noisemen. In Alexandria, a person would give a woman kedushin, and then during the chuppah, others would abduct the bride and marry her, even though she was already an Eishes Ish. Hill, however, ruled that the children of the second husband are not mamzer, because they would write in their ksubis, Lekeshetikansi l'chuppah haveli le'intu. The kedushin shall take effect only if and when the chuppah is performed, and since chuppah was not performed, she was never an Eishes Ish. Shimon Karcha says, Hamalve eschaveri lo yimishkanenu yisim ichayvay. The lender may not take a security item worth more than the loan because shakach kaisav loy, teshlemusa de islach alai kol do kabel dichi. If the malva returns the mashkin, he can later collect the complete security item for the loan, and the malva would be collecting more than he's entitled to. Rabbi Yasi says, Malkim shenogu lasis kesuva milva gave a milva. In places where the wife's nedunya assets are written into the ksuba as a loan to the chassan may initially collect all these assets as a leiva does from her father. Lichvel, goyve mechza. and place it where the articles of the nedun you were assessed and written for twice their worth, the chassid collects only half the amount from a father. However, Meremer migvina mishivcha. Meremer would allow the chassid to collect the complete amount if the kanimine, the chassid, and the father perform the kinyan. The Gemara proceeds with an incident of a worker who told the owner of the field, if I don't work your field, I should pay you a penalty of 1,000 zuz. However, Iver Tilsa, he merely did not work in 1/3 of the field. The Nardoi said, Dino Hudi Yavle, Tlas Ma'av, Betlasin, Betilsa, Betilsa. The worker must pay the owner 1/3 of the 1,000 zuz. Rava disagreed and said, the worker does not pay anything, because Kivin the common Milsa Yisei Rasa, Guzma Ba'amahu de Kagazim Asmachtehi. Since he committed to such a steep penalty, we assume that he was not sincere and thought that this would never come about, and Vasmacht Lekanya, such a commitment is not binding. However, in the Mishnah's case, im oivav le'eved asham b'mitava, he must pay because de loikogazim lavas machtehi. He committed only to reimburse the owner's loss, and we assume that he was sincere.